Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Hey, Taylor is joining us on Second Date Update this morning. Taylor, first of all, good morning, and thanks for trusting us to help you on Second Date Update.
Or try, at least.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I mean, Nick is so worth it. I thought we had a really cool connection.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about that. Take us back to this, like, this first date and everything. Tell us how it went.
Okay, so we had a super fun brunch date. We got to talking, and it turns out that we're both really into summer sports.
Okay, like baseball and stuff, or what?
That too, but he's an avid golfer, and I actually decided to pick it up a couple years ago.
Okay. And was he asking you for pointers then during the during your first? No.
No. I'm being taught by a pro, so
good.
He's a pro. I'm still very much learning, but he says that I'm a natural and I'm
good.
Having a lot of fun with
your
it.
Local PGA professional. That's a way to do it. So it sounds like, though, you are aligned, Taylor, with Nick when it comes to hobbies. So how was the rest of the conversation on the first date?
It was chill. Like, we compared notes on what we're doing for Father's Day and shows that we've been binge watching.
Okay.
Any recommendations on what to binge?
I don't know. Maybe that's where I went wrong. I've been overthinking this. TikTok has recently turned me on to Gossip Girl, and I definitely shared that with
Nick. Probably not many guys are going to be in. I don't think we're going to be rushing off to Gossip Girl. But I don't think that's the reason, you know.
Brush that off, I think.
That's a reason that he would leave you hanging, right?
No, I'm worried and I'm overthinking. I just want to get this over with find out what's going on.
Just, you know, take a deep breath. We'll see if we can, you know, get in touch with them and find an answer for you.
Yeah,
you know?
Just breathe, and we're going to have we're going to play a song here, come back in 3 minutes, get Nick on the phone, we hope, and if he agrees to come on with us, get some resolution, get you to that second date. So you hold on, Taylor. We're coming right back. Second half, Second Date Update is next on The Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com. It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Well, Taylor has been left replaying her first date with Nick over and over, figuring out, did she do something wrong because he's not getting back to her for a second date?
No, I'm worried and I'm overthinking. I just want to get this over with find out what's going on.
Well, as we know on Second Date Update, many times it has nothing to do with us. So let's call Nick and just ask.
Hello?
Hi, could we speak to Nick, please?
Yeah, this is Nick.
Hey, good morning, Nick. Sorry to trouble you. This is not a sales call or anything like that, not a robocall. But what I got to tell you up front, though, we are calling from a radio station, and we're on the air right now. It's Thunder and PT from 102.9 The Wolf.
Good morning, Nick.
Okay.
Yeah.
You piqued my interest.
Okay. So we do a segment on our show called Second Date Update. And we're trying to reconnect you with someone that you met recently.
Oh, okay. And that would be who?
It's a gal named Taylor. You went to brunch with her maybe?
About a week or so ago?
Yeah.
Right.
You remember Taylor?
Man, I got to tell you, I was so bummed after that date.
Okay. All right. Well, she contacted us because she really enjoyed herself, and you haven't really responded, I don't think, to a call or text. But what do you mean you were really bummed out about that date?
No, I mean, it was great. But, you know, the thing is, her loving golf is a deal breaker.
Okay. Okay,
why is that a deal breaker?
It wasn't because she likes Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
It was because she likes golf?
Yeah, I can't do that.
But you play golf, Nick.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And so here's the thing. Like, golf is my time to hang with the buddies or my dad or whatever and just escape from the rest of the world.
Okay, so couldn't you escape to the rest of the world with Taylor?
Well, sure, but no, that is my sanctuary.
Okay, so you're ruling out ever seeing Taylor again, Nick, because you actually have a common interest.
Which is golf.
Okay, you just don't get it. Hang on. So, look, every man needs a place to just be a dude. You know what I mean?
That's why you ghosted me? You're afraid I'll steal time away from your buddies?
Nick, I forgot to tell you. Well, Taylor, we talked to her a few minutes ago. We had her hold on. I thought I had her on hold, but apparently not.
I have my own golfing friends, you know.
Yeah, but see, that's part of the problem is that I need one place where I can go that I don't have to worry about seeing my mom or someone I'm dating or anything like that.
But hold on a second, Nick, there's hundreds of golf courses. I mean, hundreds, right? I mean, honest to God. Let's just say you guys were dating, and it's like Taylor's staying home or whatever because she's got something else going on or she's out with the gals, and you're going to go golfing. Like, you know that she's not going to be there.
You think she's secretly going to want to come along and play with you and the dudes or the guys?
Look, she can do what she wants. I just can't date someone who plays golf.
Okay. Wow. And there's no way around this.
Look, I'm sorry. Just golf is a non-starter for me.
Yeah, and someone so ridiculous and immature definitely is not for me.
Now, listen, I understand.
I can see that, Taylor. I get it.
I play golf. And my wife started playing. She hasn't played as much this year. But last year, and she's more of a nine-hole gal. All right, nine's just right, okay? I'm an 18-hole guy, so I've got my couple days a week, 4 days a week, where I play, it's about two.
But there you go, right? So you can kind of find the separation, you know?
She knows that for her, like, it's a Tuesday, maybe an afternoon on a weekend with her. And you couldn't just add another nine holes in your day, Nick, for Taylor?
It's not a matter of adding... I don't know how to explain it. It's literally my man cave, and that's it.
And you don't want to want to share it with women. You don't want to do that with anyone you're dating.
I don't even want to run into anybody I know. It has to be my disconnect from the world.
Wow. Yeah, all right. Okay. Boy, I mean, that is really...
It's your decision. You can make that. I find it that there should be some other places where it's like she's not going to be there. But I get it. Like, hey, man, if that's where you want to be and you want to be by yourself... You know, so be it. Taylor, I guess maybe.
Taylor, is there any way you can understand that, or you just find this so ridiculous? Like, would you want a guy over watching Gossip Girl with
you? Right. Maybe that's your spot.
No, I mean, this is just so strange.
Yeah.
Like the fact that you don't want to see me anymore because I play golf.
Yeah, he's afraid to.
So selfish. Yeah. And...
He just wants
way out there.
Right. I think Nick might be a little bit afraid that you're legit, Taylor, and that you could actually beat him on the golf course.
Well, that happened to me as I've chronicled many times on this show. When on my first date with Jess, we played mini golf, and she beat me by 4 shots.
Honestly, Nick, is it just like that when you're on the course with her, you're babysitting instead of playing golf, right?
That's what you're worried about.
Yeah.
That it'll distract you from focusing on your game.
Look, I'm sorry.
Taylor, I don't think you're interested in that.
She's probably not interested anymore.
Yeah, you're out. All right. Okay, guys. Well, let's put one right into the clown's mouth because this one's over. Guys, we wish you both all the luck and thanks for being on.
Second date update.
It's a good question, though. Do you want your partner to be into your thing as much as you are, whether it's motorcycles, CrossFit, golf,
cards, whatever,
pickleball?
Right? Yeah.
612-428-1029. Love to hear from you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.